Sitting quietly, close your eyes and take a full few. Sitting quietly, close your eyes and take a few full breaths. Bring to mind a current situation in which you feel stuck, one that elicits a difficult emotion such as anger or fear, shame or hopelessness. It could be a conflict with a friend or a family member, chronic pain or sickness, a failure at work or school, maybe a conversation that you now regret. Take some moments to just enter the experience. Visualize the scene or situation. Remember the words that were spoken. Sense the most distressing moments. Contact that charged essence of the story, because this is the starting place for exploring the healing presence of rain. You're going to recognize what is happening. As you reflect on the situation, I want you to ask yourself, what is happening inside me right now? What sensations are you most aware of? What emotions? Is your mind filled with churning thoughts? Take a moment to become aware of your felt sense of the situation as a whole. Can you feel how the experience is living in your heart and body as well as in your mind? Now just allow life to be just as it is. Send a message to your heart to let be this entire experience. Find in yourself the willingness to pause and accept that in these moments, what is, is. You can experiment with mentally whispering words like yes or it's okay. You might find yourself saying yes to a huge inner no, to a body and mind pain fully contracted in resistance. You might be saying yes to that part of you that is saying, I hate this. That's okay. That's a natural part of this process. At this point in rain, you are simply noticing what is true and intending not to judge, push away, or control anything you find. Now you're going to investigate and begin to explore what you are experiencing more closely, calling on your natural interest and curiosity about your inner life. You might ask yourself, what about this most wants my attention? What most wants my acceptance? Pose your questions gently, with your inner voice kind and inviting. Notice where you feel the experience most distinctly in your body. Are you aware of heat, tightness, pressure, aches, squeezing? When you have found the most intense part of your physical experience, bring it into your face, letting your expression mirror and even exaggerate what you are feeling in your body. What emotions are you aware of as you do this? Fear, anger, grief, shame? As you continue to investigate, you might find it helpful to ask, what am I believing? If this leads to a lot of thinking, drop it. But you might find that a very distinct belief emerges as soon as you ask. Do you believe that you are failing in some way? That someone will reject you? That you will not be able to handle whatever is around the corner, that you are really flawed, that you will never be happy? How does this belief live in your body? What are the sensations? Tightness, soreness, burning, hollowness? As before, send the message of yes. Let it be. It's okay. Allowing yourself to feel the fullness or intensity of the difficult experience. as you contact and allow what is happening, what do you notice? Is there any softening in your body and heart? Can you sense more openness or space? Or does this intention to allow bring up more tension, judgment, and fear? Does it intensify or change what you are feeling? Now ask the place of most difficulty, what do you want from me? What do you need from me? Does the suffering part of you want recognition, acceptance, forgiveness, love? As you sense what is needed, what is your natural response? You might offer yourself a wise message or an energetic, tender embrace. You might gently place your hand on your heart. Feel free to experiment with ways of befriending your inner life, whether through words or touch, images, or energy. Discover how your attention might become more intimate and loving. Nourishing our inner self with self-compassion. As you offer this unconditional kind presence to your inner life, sense the possibility of relaxing back and being that awareness. Like an ocean with waves on the surface, feel yourself as the tender, wakeful openness that includes arising and passing sensations, emotions, and thoughts. Can you sense how who you are is not identified by or hitched to any particular wave of fear or anger or hurt? Can you sense how the waves on the surface belong to your experience, but cannot injure or alter the measureless depths and vastness of your being? Take some moments as long as you'd like to simply rest in this spacious and kind awareness, allowing whatever arises in your body or mind to freely come and go. Know this natural awareness as the innermost truth of what you are. Oh.